You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know why I'm excited about this weekend? Before we start talking about road construction.
Yeah, tell me now.
I haven't seen my buddies in my little drinking group called the Pub Club in well over a year and a half, maybe closer to 2 years. It didn't help that I moved across the country, but also, you know, the whole pandemic thing. Tomorrow, we are doing a Pub Club video meeting.
Oh, are you? A little Zoom?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
good.
And what's interesting about it is that we are spread out over, all told, it is one, two, three, four, seven time zones.
So kind of getting everybody together is a pain, huh?
It stretches from Colorado to the East Coast to England.
Yeah.
Wow. So trying to arrange the time was interesting because we've got to make sure that, you know, it's not 2 o'clock in the morning for poor Selena
tell her to get her butt up.
Over in England. But yeah, so the Denver people are going to have their beer a little early in the day. And knowing that group,
they'll be fine with it.
Not going to be a problem. Won't be a problem whatsoever. So I cannot deny that it's something I'm really looking forward to this weekend as I get to do a Pub Club. And even though we're just going to be looking at each other on a screen.
Well, you can still toast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's your cocktail? What's your go-to?
What'll I do? Well, it's pub, so we generally do some sort of beer. You know what? I'll be lame. I'll probably do my Michelob Ultra.
That's all right. I don't judge. It's the only beer in my fridge right now.
Yeah, I'll be doing the Ultra. I wonder if I have the Ultra Gold, because I do like that one a little bit better.
Just class it up a little bit, like what we're going to be talking about today. You feel sophisticated. Yeah.
So that's going on for me this weekend. Let's talk about what's going on with the highway. I-70 is going to shut down entirely in the middle of town.
Yeah, they're calling this the historic traffic shift, and they're branding it as the Mile High Shift. So if you see that splashed all over the news today, you know what that means. Let's see. They're going to close eastbound and westbound I-70 between Washington Street and I-270 starting today, 10 p.m. tonight. And then it reopens Monday at 5 a.m. Yeah. So it's going to be a long closure, and they're going to be working their little butts off over there to get everything
done. This is a shift of something like 60 feet total. So they're going to go from traffic going over that almost 60-year-old viaduct.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to end up being demolished. So they're going to move the lane so that instead of being 30 feet above ground, I-70 will now be 30 feet below ground.
It's level. This big tunnel now that you've been seeing everywhere that, you know, it goes down and they're going to be building soccer fields above it. And the technology that's gone into this tunnel is pretty darn cool. I've been watching so many stories on this. They've got all these jet engines in there to blow out exhaust if there's a fire, to blow out the smoke. Mm-hmm. The whole fire suppression system in this thing is really cool. All the sensors for the lighting, how it's like automatically just going to make it feel like daylight no matter what time of day you're going in there. It like just adjusts the ambient lighting and everything. It's really a cool system that they have set up. And like you said, they need it because that previous section is 60 years old. And if you've ever been down there looking up at that road, you're kind of like,
Well, we've talked on this show about, you know, the whole crumbling infrastructure across the country of bridges and viaducts and tunnels and just plain old roads.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're being proactive with this
before
something fell apart.
They're talking about how they're going to meticulously take apart that old section of highway, too. They're not just going to go out there and blow it up. They're like going to go up on top and saw sections out. And then bring cranes in and pick up those sections and then move them over and drop it down. They're not going to do like an implosion or anything like that. So they said it's a very delicate and surgical process that they're going to be doing on the highway.
Have you seen anything about whether they can reuse any of that junk?
Ooh, I haven't. I doubt it. They're going to be grinding it up and recycling it, I think.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Can it be recycled? Can it be ground?
I would think so.
What do you do with old viaduct, with old concrete?
Old concrete
like that?
And metal and... Well, you line playgrounds with it, right? I don't know. I don't know what they do with it, man. I'm sure they have a process.
If you have been wondering, if you've been wondering like how long all of this will take, they're guessing that probably if you count the landscaping, which is funny to think about,
yeah.
But this project, you know, requires landscaping. Mm-hmm. If you count all of that, it's a little over 2 years from now, I think.
Wow.
I think it's sometime in 2023, and then it'll all be finished.
It's going to look so nice.
I remember the artist's drawings of, you know, mm-hmm. when they first were proposing this. How long ago did they start proposing this? Even like
a couple of years ago. I don't
know. Yeah, 5 years ago. It's been a while. Or something like that. And they would show the artist representations of the kids out playing soccer where the highway used to be.
It's pretty crazy. The big stink now is they're, you know, they're all wondering if the fumes are going to make their way up to the soccer fields now and if that's going to be a safe situation. But again, I think they've planned for this.
Yeah.
And they monitor air quality and all that, so I think the kids are going to be fine.
They're just going to pipe the fumes over to Commerce City where they're used to.
Right, right. So, no problem.